Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Marks and Reese live from the Ballpark NovaCare broadcast booth. Phils and Rockies tonight will give you the starting lineup. Nick Pivetta on the mound for the Phils. They look to take game two after holding on for a win last night. We'll get back to the phones on that. Actually, let's take a phone call. Ellsworth on that. Ellsworth in Allentown. Ellsworth.
Hey, guys.
What's up, brother?
Not much. Just wanted to make some points on the Phillies. First of all, Sir Anthony should at this point be the closer, in my opinion. And bullpen does need help, and I think there's some easy fixes. Nishak, I haven't heard an update on him lately, but he should be back soon. That'll help. Tommy Hunter's been a little inconsistent. And Garcia, though he's been better this year than in years past, when he is off, he is horrible. When he's on, he's good.
He's good, yeah, you're right.
And it's very, very easy to see when he's not on. And last night, he wasn't on. And he shouldn't have got past the third batter. Absolutely ridiculous. I would consider clearing some roster space, moving Velasquez to maybe the setup role, and let him go all out for that inning. Maybe bringing this kid up, De Los Santos from the Lehigh Valley. He's been rocking it up here pretty well.
Had another good start, yeah.
And see what he can do. And Franco's problem is that he can go four or five games where he stays on the ball, and then he ends up looking in the dugout. And when he looks in the dugout, he is bad. He can't run. He's not in great shape. He could shed a few pounds. He might pick up a step or two on the base pass. But the infield, the way it's currently constructed, there's no power on the left side. I mean, I like Hingry. I like Crawford. But, they're not the best answers.
Their offense, Ellsworth, is a work in progress, and the guys that you thought you were going to get something from, you're really not getting as much. Like, tonight's lineup, is Mikey...
Mikey's back!
Is he in the lineup? I'm asking, is he?
Oh. Well, damn, it's been about a week. How long has it been?
I would have to look at that. It's been a while, because remember, he was sick, and then they wanted to give him the extra day off.
Right. It's been about 5 days, man, 5 or 6 days.
It's been, yes, sir. What do you think?
I'm going to say he's back tonight.
Mike E. is back in the lineup tonight. You would be correct, I agree. Okay. Where do I have it here? All right, so you have Hernandez, Hoskins, Kingery batting third, Santana, Altair, what's his name, Stretch?
Stretch.
Stretch is batting fifth. Franco, Mikey, batting sixth. Valentin is starting tonight in right field, I guess, or left field. Yeah, because Altair's playing center.
Duble City tonight.
Alfaro, eight, yep. Well, he hasn't hit in a month.
Okay. Doesn't stop anybody else. It didn't stop Reese Hoskins.
No, it doesn't.
You know what I mean?
Nick Pivetta pitching.
I know he hasn't hit in a month.
So there you go. All right, so check this out. They did this study, and we have a millennial producer, right? And he is he the best example of a millennial, Ben? He's a pretty good millennial because he's hardworking, uh-huh. Right? So for all the lazy talk about millennials, that Ben's a hardworking millennial. He's a good dude, but he's also, a millennial.
Yeah, I read something where it said half of the millennials believe they're going to be millionaires.
You believe that, Ben?
No.
No. Yeah, they're actually making...
not working on this show.
They're making three...
Yeah, not working on this show.
You're right about that. They make 3 or 4% less than we did at the same age. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so... Checking phone. Have you ever checked your phone during making whoopee?
No.
You've never checked it?
No.
Is the iPhone now, the or whatever smartphone, has that become the cigarette of 1990.
Oh, when you're done, when you're done.
Instead of smoking the cigarette, you go right to the iPhone.
Now, that may be true, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That is definitely true.
That's true, right?
Yeah. So there are two things that will happen with the phones. I don't think that you're literally using the phone while you're, you know.
17% of millennials have admitted to checking phone during.
See, I think they might have defined it differently, because normally it's like you're sort of, you know, getting there and you go, hang on, my phone just buzzed. I want to make sure it's not.
Yeah, but now, would you be surprised if people are checking text messages during, like, you know,
I wouldn't be surprised.
They're maybe making a change, like in baseball, they go from left field to right field. Maybe there's some type of a positional change.
Yeah, I would be surprised anyone over 30 is doing that. I'd be surprised at that.
17%. Now, they say using phone on the toilet, and I have all age things here.
Yeah.
It's become the newspaper or the magazine.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
What's the percentage of millennials that use the phone while on the toilet?
100%.
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
They say 85%.
Okay.
35 to 51-year-olds, 78%, and then 52 to 70-year-olds is, I think it was 58%.
Oh, yeah, I respect them.
Who doesn't use their phone there now?
Yeah.
Like, of any age?
Yeah.
I probably maybe an older person that it doesn't. See, here's the thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You said 52 to 70. I would imagine they don't.
What do old people do there?
Yeah, but hold on a second. Old people also don't have their phone glued to their face like we do.
What do they read, books?
Maybe they just go and leave. Or the shampoo bottle, I talked about before.
I have to look at. There's got to be something. I can't just look at nothing.
No, Ben, when I tell you that, honest to God, I used to read the back of gel containers because I needed something to read if I couldn't find a newspaper.
Right.
So now you just have the phone. It's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
And it also, you know what it does? It extends your bathroom time.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
Easily.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm in there a while.
Yeah, yeah. I get yelled at because she knows that I'm up there and I'm pretty much done my business. But I mean,
I do that with my son. Yeah. Like, dude, I know you've been in the bathroom 40 minutes, dude. What are you doing in there? You're on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't even realize what you're doing.
You're in there on the phone. That's what you're in there doing.
All right.
But yeah, I don't know how you go to the bathroom. For number two and not have the phone.
I don't have when Ben sits down to go one, he probably even brings the phone in because it's more relaxing. This is a good question for the Ike Juice Hotline. 215-625-6586. Is it the first thing you reach for? Before you reach for your draws, do you go for the phone? 215-625-6586. So, LeBron, how can you get LeBron to come to Philadelphia? Well, you turn to his favorite NFL player, Carson Wentz. Can he lead the charge? John Barchard asked him today at camp. Here it is.
If the during that off time that you do have, the Sixers asked you to be a part of a welcoming committee to get LeBron James here, would you do it?
Absolutely. I hope he's coming. You know, Ertz and I were there the other night, and unfortunately, you know, he lost and everything. I didn't really care who won in that game, but just seeing him live and. We decided to make it a recruiting trip.
Did you guys get a chance to talk to him?
We did not. Okay. We did not. But hopefully he knows we were there.
There you go.
I don't think he does.
No?
No. He probably knew Shady was there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shady was he was on the floor right next to the Cavs bench.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was jumping up and down to be seen.
Mm-hmm. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.